Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, I want to talk about the time Sheryl Sandberg's jaw hit the floor. Now, this comes from a book, an excellent book at that, Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. Now, before I get to my point, I've got to tell you, there is so much to appreciate about this book. For starters, her honesty and vulnerability. Here you have Sheryl Sandberg. She's the COO of Facebook. Forbes says she's worth more than $1.5 billion. She's known around the world. And yet you read this book and honesty and vulnerability just pour out of these pages. It's so refreshing. A second thing I love about this book are all the key lessons I'm learning about leadership. I keep writing KL, KL, KL for key lesson, key lesson, key lesson throughout the pages of this book. A third thing is a woman's perspective on leading and leadership. Sheryl says, conditions for all women will improve when there are more women in leadership roles, giving strong and powerful voice to their needs and concerns. And that's precisely what she does here, and that perspective is so helpful. The last thing I want to point out, and this comes to my point today, are her anecdotes. She shares so many stories that illustrate so incredibly well points that she wants to make, like this one, when she describes the time her jaw hit the floor.
About a month after I joined Facebook, I got a call from Lori Goller, a highly regarded senior director of marketing at eBay. I knew Lori a bit socially, but she made it clear this was a business call and cut to the chase. I want to apply to work with you at Facebook, she said. So I thought about calling you and telling you all of the things I'm good at and all of the things I like to do. Then I figured that everyone was doing that. So instead, I want to ask you, what is your biggest problem and how can I solve it? My jaw hit the floor. I had hired thousands of people over the previous decade, and no one had ever said anything remotely like that. People usually focus on finding the right role for themselves, with the implication that their skills will help the company. Lori put Facebook's needs front and center. It was a killer approach. I responded, "Recruiting is my biggest problem, and yes, you can solve it."
Sheryl Sandberg's jaw hit the floor when Lori asks, "What's your biggest problem and how can I solve it?" And then Sheryl comes back and says, "I've hired thousands of people and get this, no one said anything remotely like that." Now, here's the rest of the story. Lori Goller is now the head of HR and the VP of people at Facebook. So there's obviously something to her approach and the way that she came to Sheryl. But Lori's example is more than just a good approach to getting hired. I think it's a good approach to life. And it calls to mind the words of the Apostle Paul recorded in what's known as the love chapter of the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 13, where he says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way." And that's precisely what Lori was doing when she asked that question. Not, "What do you have for me on this job?" but, "How can I help you on this job?" And when Sheryl heard that, this other-centered approach, that's what made her jaw hit the floor. Hey, it's a new day. So whether we're looking for a job or serving in one, we can put our needs aside, focus on others, and ask, "What's your biggest problem, and how can I solve it?" And who knows, maybe we'll have jaws dropping all over the place. I think that would be a pretty good thing. Well, that's my thought on my walk with Sheryl Sandberg and her book, Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life. And as you're taking your walk today, let me encourage you to stop by onmywalk.com, where you can read the review of Sheryl's book and others. I think you'll find it helpful.